Barry, first of all then, a win for Durham, the first of the season and the first time we've heard the Bladen Racers after a championship match this year.
Yeah, it's nice to get that that sound ringing around the change room again. You know, there was a few words I've forgotten there recently, but no, nice to get going and get our first win of the season. It's been a frustrating few weeks, to say the least. You know, 1 week short last week of getting a good win, some close finishes in the end of other games, but you know, that's how close we are to, you know, been a really, really, really good side, and today we've played some really good cricket over the last 4 days and off the back of last week, so it's nice to finally get rewarded with a win.
Yeah. Do you think the outcome of this match today has been a sort of a victory for positivity over a more negative approach that Glamorgan brought to this one from the commentary box? It gave the impression that they were happy to settle for a draw from day one.
You know, it's one of the, we sort of came into the game sort of focusing on what we needed to do rather than what they were going to do, and if that's how they wanted to approach the game, we knew that we still had to bowl our best balls more often than not to get the wickets, and we created enough chances to take the wickets, and we did, thankfully. So whatever way they want to approach the game, we know that we can match them whatever way that is, and thankfully this week we did.
Yeah. From the bowling point of view, Matty Potter's weighed in with a few. You've got four today. Chris Rushworth's got three as well, and you gave yourselves a really chaseable target of 157 and knocked them off in half the overs you had. I think you had 8.5 overs left to get them.
Made it look like easy work in the end, but didn't we? Now, but the lads dug in well there at the end, and you know, it made the chase look quite easy in the end. But no, it was a tough stint today in the field. We know we came back needing 9 wickets today, so there was still a lot of work to be done. The lads bowled really, really well, and especially Matthew Potts. It's only his second game, and he's really, really showed what he can bring to the table, and you know, he's got a great future ahead of him.
Cameron Steele as well, and Steve Cook putting on 129 for the first wicket. Cameron nearly took a cracking catch off Ingram for you just before lunch. Went on to make 51 today with a bat and put you in a really good, comfortable position.
Yeah, it's one of those at the time when you sort of feel that you could have done one at that time. But now Cameron, he trains hard, and you know, catches, it's part of cricket where you drop catches and stuff. So it's nothing that I want to hold against anyone. But no, he batted really well. Good to see him get some runs. He's had a really good year so far. He sort of came from here not really knowing what to expect, and it's good to see him getting some first team cricket and really showing what he can do.
You're a young side. It's been a tough season. I don't suppose anybody thought it would take 7 matches for you to get a win under your belt. You nearly had it at Kent last week in a game where you dominated, and it must have been a long bus ride home after that one with the last pair at the crease seeing you off. To actually get over the line today and be in the black with the points for the first time must be great for the players.
Yeah, no, it has been a couple of tough weeks. We've played some really good cricket last week at Kent, just unfortunately one short in the end, and then some final over losses, which is not great. But we played some really good cricket throughout the season and showed some positives, and the likes of Matthew making his debut last week and other things that go with it. It's been positive in a sense. Obviously the results haven't shown that, but I think now this week and last week is sort of, we've shown that we're going to turn around and, you know, push to get up that table.
A couple of other thoughts. Your next match will be under floodlights with a pink ball. Some of the lads have featured in games like that in Abu Dhabi against the MCC, but I think this will be a new thing for you.
Yeah, it certainly will. I'm not really sure what to expect. I bowled briefly with a pink ball last week, and it didn't seem too much different, but come in on the weekend and bowl some more overs and have a hit with it and see what it's like. But at the end of the day, it's just another game of cricket. If you can bowl your line of length and do the basics right, you know, we'll come out on top.
Finally, Ireland have got test status today. Fantastic for everybody involved in that. It's been a long time coming. Yourselves in Afghanistan now added to the test setup. And, you know, it's because of players like you coming to England and playing in the county setup that these things have been able to happen.
Yeah, it really is great. It really is great. Now, I don't want to take any of the recognition for it. I've only been involved in the Irish team for the last 12 months. But, you know, I've worked hard for the last couple of years to get to this position. It's nice that I can go forward and know that my next, hopefully one of my next games for Ireland could potentially be in a test match, which is great signs. But there's a lot of other people who need more recognition for this occasion. There's a lot of, like, going back before 10-15 years where the unsung heroes won't get rewarded for it, unfortunately, but they can take some recognition and get in Ireland to the stage they are now in the international stage where they should be in playing test match cricket.